To episode 19 of the Pro Diaries with Jake Campus from Jake Campus Nutrition. That's me and Jenna Davies, Jenna Davies Marketing. How are you, my friend?
I'm so good. It's so crazy. Like, I feel like we haven't done one of these in so long. So long. I'm good, though. I'm happy to be back. And yeah, it's a big things happening in 2022 already.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I've just been getting back stuck into work and training. I've re-torn my hamstring. It's my fourth hamstring tear in 2 years, so kind of not the ideal.
How did you do that?
We don't know. I think it was literally I just did like a hamstring day and I didn't feel any issue there. There was no pain or problems there. And then I just squatted down to get something out of my gym bag the following day. And then that, like shortly after that, I realized something was not right. And yeah, just looks like I've sort of reopened the tear, which is a little bit unfortunate. What's that?
Yeah. So there's no pop or something that makes it really obvious.
In the previous times, there has definitely been like pops, and I've heard it and felt it. This time round, not so much. And we think that is because it was just previous tear, that it's just kind of like a scab. It just, you know, you pick a scab, it reopens and it bleeds, and it, you know, you have to start that healing process again. That's essentially what's happened inside my muscle belly is, you know, the tissue was knitting back together, and for whatever reason, I did a movement that probably put it under excessive stretch, and I've just reopened an area.
Oh, no. Yeah, injury. It's one thing that I think it's not spoken about enough, you know. It can really derail a prep, a goal, your own mental state and state of mind as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely hard. I think I'm pretty mentally resilient because I have had a lot of injuries and had to come back from it. It's just frustrating because, you know, when I'm in a building phase, it's not great when you have an injury because you can't train 50% of your body. Like, I can't train my legs. So for me, I'm kind of just still trying to get bigger, but I can't really push everything as much as I would in terms of food and intensity, and I can't let my upper body overpower my lower body too much, so I have to be careful what I prioritize right now. Otherwise, then you end up with, you know, symmetry issues. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you've got to think about when, you know, when you're sort of coming back from injuries and how you're going to periodize your training and what areas you're going to work on.
Yeah, definitely. I guess having a structure is so important. And I think that's something that people probably don't really know how to manage or deal with. And that's when you really do need very hands-on and very specific guidance.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we obviously try and do for our clients. As if there is an injury or an illness, we try and manage the situation for their goals, so, you know, they can still work on aspects of their goal while rehabbing the specific area.
Yeah, it's important. Well, I'm very excited because I know that we have some big goals, I guess, for the year, and everyone's been asking, like, what show are you doing next? And for so many reasons, I haven't said, because there's just been so much uncertainty in this space, obviously with coronavirus and traveling and things like that. But I guess now that we're sort of out of the woodworks and international travel is well and truly back on the cards, it's a good time to say.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I have committed to doing Worlds, which I'm really, really excited about. I don't know how far out it is. I would say it's like 7 months away, you know. 7 months away, probably today or yesterday. So we've got a little bit of time up our sleeve, but I would absolutely love to do another prep like last time and have that cruisy feeling where you sort of step on stage in your best possible shape and on highest possible calories. So that's sort of the goal. And I think that in some ways the show's being called off is a blessing in disguise for so many people, because what we're actually getting is more time to recondition our metabolism, or not recondition, I should say, repair, really. So that's something that's super important. And I think that we've had that time, obviously doing so many shows back to back, and then finally getting to step on stage in April, being one of the lucky ones who did. After that, I got to enjoy myself and have fun. And I feel like now this is probably the healthiest I've been and felt. And my body, I'm really, you know, happy from an aesthetic point of view with where it's at in terms of body fat and definition. And my calories have been really nice and high. It's only recently we sort of started tracking again.
Yeah. And I think that comes down to, you know, we want to talk a little bit about habits today, and the habits that we create now in the next sort of 8 to 12 weeks are going to be the ones that establish us even better for that prep, because, you know, you're on high calories, you're tracking, you're happy with your body composition, you know. We'll talk about fitness because you've been doing a bit of fitness stuff as well. So, you know, you're going to go into that prep in a really good spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually been loving the fitness side of my goals or training lately. And I think that, you know, I never would do cardio unless I was on prep. And I would go for walks or sometimes just cruise for a little bit as a warm up. But I was never really like trying to feel heart fit. That's kind of what I'm calling it. I've made it up, I know, but like after having COVID, I was just kind of like, oh, I just want to feel fit and healthy again. I want to feel like I can run upstairs and do stair sprints. I want to feel like athletic. I want to sweat and feel good. Like you do get, like, you know, they talk about runner's high. You do get a high from cardio that I just don't think that, like, it's very different to achieving a strength goal or something like that, but I'm super excited.
That's cool. And a great thing about, you know, having a good cardiovascular system is when you transfer back to doing your strength training, you know, that actually crosses over. You know, people, just because you're doing 3 to 8 reps doesn't mean you don't need fitness. Like if your heart rate's still elevated between sets, you're not going to get the most out of consecutive sets. Your engine, e.g. your heart and lungs, is going to be under stress, and you're not going to be able to get in the workload that you need to progress and to reap the benefits of that strength training, and then recovery after the fact as well, it can be compromised. So having a bit of a cardio base there, or doing a preparation phase prior to going into another strength phase, is a great way to, I guess, get some more benefits out of your strength training.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that they say cardio can interfere, and it can. Like if I wanted to be squatting 150 or 160 kilos right now, cardio probably wouldn't be.
I wouldn't say cardio wouldn't. It would be the type of cardio. Like you wouldn't want to be sprinting upstairs when you've got like 2 heavy leg days a week, because your recovery is going to just be compromised. But going for a walk or a bike at a lower intensity can definitely – you can definitely recover from that, and it can also have some, especially the cycle, can have some great non-weight-bearing impact, flushing from, you know, moving your legs but not walking or bashing them against stairs. There's no impact in it. So it's good on the joints. It's easy to recover from, but you're getting that blood moving through the legs, which can help with, you know, flushing of lactate and metabolites that cause muscle soreness and, you know, slow down the recovery process.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. What about food? Like I think that I have been in a bit of a deficit, like just a slight deficit, I guess, but I know that when I am dieting, I'm more particular with meal timing, I guess, especially when my calories are sub 2000, because that's when I want to make sure that I'm feeding my sessions. But what are your tricks, I guess, with meal timing and fat loss or training? Because I also don't like to be too full around training, because it's not comfortable for me.
Yeah, like if your goal is, you know, fat loss, then, you know, you need to go to operate in a calorie deficit for sure. but you still want to be able to train at optimal performance levels. So a meal before training is definitely a good idea, with like some carbohydrates that are easy to digest, you know, easy to digest protein, a little bit of fat, nothing too heavy. And then you need to play around with, you know, anywhere from 45 minutes to 120 minutes pre-training. What, when you have that meal, when do you feel like you sort of digested but not hungry going into training? Like if you eat it 2 hours before training and you're feeling starving during training, and then, you know, you want to skip out on some exercises or you're rushing your session because you're hungry, probably not a good idea. So you might want to push that meal to, say, an hour and a half or an hour out from training. So you get into training, you're not bloated, you don't feel uncomfortable, but you are getting like the best benefit of the food you just ate in terms of training intensity, but also you're not leaving the session feeling starving.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, this is something that like people overcomplicate because they know that it's good content, because they know that people don't understand it. And I think that there's a whole lot of content and information out there around the best pre-workout meals and the best post-workout meals and before bed meals and all the rest. But it's like, you know what? I usually wake up starving, so I try and have a smart breakfast that fills me up. Not necessarily more calories, but like, you know, three eggs on toast, it's about 550 calories, but it really fills me up. But I also know that if I then had to go and train, it's not super heavy. Like it's not, I don't find that a very heavy breakfast. But for some people
that might be a heavy breakfast. So, you know, like it comes down to personal preference as well. So that's where, you know, that kind of breaks the rules of the best pre-workout meal, because, you know, eggs on toast for you is great. But if I had eggs on toast for breakfast, I don't like training with eggs in my stomach. I just feel like it takes me longer to digest, and I'd rather like a smoothie or oats or like a bagel and a shake or something like that. So, you know, like that is a lot of personal preference. And if you're finding like the meal you're eating isn't working for you, then you need to kind of play around and experiment with what does work for you. Or, you know, like talk to my team or whoever you're working with about, you know, what some potential changes you could make to that meal to get the best out of it.
Well, this is something I've also really liked recently. Like I think that I love having a meal plan when I'm prepping. I really do. But I also feel that I like at the moment having a little bit of structure. A little bit of flexibility with macros and things like that. So if I was prepping and the goal was super, super tight, you have to be more rigid and more specific. And I just feel that for me at the moment, it's about finding what works for you and what you like. And sometimes if I feel like I'm over, and the meal plans that you get with JCN do give a lot of options, which is good. But I also find that for me, it's like sometimes I find I'm only eating three times a day because I'm out and busy. Sometimes I might be eating five times a day, but it's having like that,
that's flexibility. Where, that's where macros are great. If you're a type of person where that thing can change on a regular basis, that's a great way to do things. If things change on a regular basis, if you're someone who likes, you know, doing the same thing, you know, you eat the same five meals every day, and something like a meal plan with options and variety, you know, is going to fit because you always eat five times a day, and that gives you the flexibility you need with different options, but it also gives you the structure with a pre-planned meal sort of plan. There's definitely benefits to macros and to meal plans, but it's great in the off season, particularly for competitors, to sometimes do macros for that very reason, as they can start to have that flexibility. So then when they go back onto prep, they don't feel like it's, you know, Groundhog Day and they're doing the same thing day in and day out. And that's where you get people who, you know, really don't enjoy the processes because they're just so over it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where, you know, you can make it so hard on yourself if you set a goal so focused on aesthetics that you will do whatever it takes, that you don't actually notice that you're masking the like sort of bad habits that you have, or the habits that don't serve you. And And this is what I've liked, you know, I've got a lot of flexibility and freedom with you at the moment, Jake. And it's like, well, I'm still, funnily enough, naturally kind of eating the same things.
Yeah.
Like, not the same things, but I'm choosing whole foods and I'm looking after myself. And that's really important.
You're doing the same principle. You're using the same principles and habits. You're just having a bit more flexibility with your food choices. So, and that's the key is, you know, those habits now that you're creating will carry over into prep, and it makes it so much easier to transition when you've had those habits in place for a long time. Because, you know, remember guys, habits, they're the things that you do on a sort of automatic level. So it's without having to think about it too much. Whether it's a good or a bad thing that you're doing, it's something that, you know, is a key trait to what you're doing at that time. So, you know, the better you can set yourself up for that in the off season, the better you're going to have transitioning over into a prep.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that that's the other thing, right? Like when you do achieve an aesthetic goal, like a bodybuilding prep, and you're not used to the lifestyle that you implemented to get there, you are less likely, let's say, to sustain it. And then also struggle to go back to the happy medium because you never had that happy medium.
That's when that reverse dieting comes out, and people tend to be really, really struggle street.
Yeah, I see it. I honestly see it all the time. And, you know, I get girls, I've had girls reach out to me and they've been like, Jenna, I'm really struggling with reverse dieting, and they feel super negative and they're in their own head. And I'm like, honestly, I have been there. And I relate, but I also know from experience, like there wasn't one particular thing that I did to help myself. Like I saw a therapist, I worked with a mindset coach, I bounced around from coaches at the time, but I really like Jake's approach best, which is why I'm still here. But also I did a lot of journaling and self-reflection and had to sort of look at my coping mechanisms and my reward systems and everything. It took time, and people don't like hearing that. But what I did find to be helpful with that was stop whatever you're doing. If you are in a bad cycle post show or to reverse, and you're telling yourself you're in a bad cycle, you got to stop, because now you've put yourself in a bad cycle. Because by saying you're in a cycle, it means you're gonna have good days and bad days. And I stopped trying so hard to control my, you know, cravings and calories and all the rest. And I sort of just went, you know what, I'm just going to back off for a second and tap into my own sense of human self. Like when you're full, don't eat. When you're hungry, eat. And you're not an idiot, right? Like whether you have a goal for health or fat loss or just to be a human, like if you're feeding yourself plastic packaged shit all the time, then yeah, like chances are it's going to be more calorie dense and less satiating as well. So like pick your battles in terms of if you've got weekends and events coming up, like I did on this weekend. I sort of said to Jake, look, I've been really good for two and a half weeks. I'm having a couple of days that I'm just relaxing. But then naturally you kind of just get back into it because that's life. Exactly.
Yeah. And that's where I think, you know, it takes a bit of time to get to that phase. And I think that's why we do this podcast, is because we understand the, I guess, the things that can be challenging in this nutrition, training, health space that sometimes are either ignored or overcomplicated. And that leaves you guys, the listeners, in a position of like, okay, well, what do I actually fucking do? And that's why we love doing this podcast and just giving you this raw, open feedback and information about not only Jenna's experiences, but my experiences over the years with my own nutrition and also with, you know, helping thousands and thousands of people. So, yeah, that's really, it really hit the nail on the head, I guess, is don't overcomplicate it and start to make some better judgment calls and, you know, really figure out what your goals are, where you want to go with them, and how you're going to get there the best possible way. And if you're still confused after doing all of that, that's when you maybe need to reach out and get some help.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that the other thing to be mindful of is what kind of help are you asking for or do you need? Because the plan's never going to work if you don't. And anyone can come along and save you with calories and macros and structure and guidance. But if you're not following that because you're not able to adhere because you've got other things in your head, that's when maybe you also need a different kind of help, right?
Exactly. And you know, that's, don't be offended if you contact a, you know, nutritionist or healthcare professional and then they actually recommend outsourcing some help to you as well. It's not because we're trying to make you do unnecessary steps or, you know, we think you're quote unquote, you know, in need of help or crazy. It's got nothing to do with that. It's just that some issues may be deeper rooted than what, you know, a nutritionist or a coach could deal with, and you might need some actual help processing and, I guess, sorting some of those things that are going on behind the scenes in your head. That doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. We all have varied levels of experience, trauma, things going on that may be, I guess, causing us to take on certain behaviors that we might need to process and work through.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And you know what? It's worth doing because someone said to me the other day, gosh, another show? Like, how do you do that? And I'm like, you know what? I reckon it takes, not for everyone, but I reckon it takes 2 solid attempts at least, maybe 3 for me, to really sort of become clear on the fact that it's not the show that you win. It's not the prize. It's not the goal. It's not your best aesthetic. It's every day. It's knowing that every day I'm living like a professional athlete. Like when I win worlds, it's knowing that every day from like now until then, I laid the stepping stones of a world champion, you know, and that's sort of like not something that I ever really considered before. I was like, I'll stop at nothing. I'll do whatever it takes. I'm like, okay, we'll do it now then. Show me. Yeah. Right. And that's something that I think can help relieve a lot of pressure for people. Like, what can you just do today? Like, go do a little walk or choose different if you're ordering off Uber Eats tonight. Choose something that, like, you know, maybe took a little bit more of the garden vegetables with it, you know, and or even cook something, right? And just start choosing. Exactly. Start choosing a little bit better.
And if you start, and then people go, oh, I don't know how to cook. I can't cook. Well, if you're going to do a fat loss or a physique sport, then you need to be able to cook. So if you can't cook, sign yourself up for some cooking lessons or, you know, get your friend who can cook to come over and teach you some things in the kitchen or YouTube some stuff. Whatever it may be, like, don't use the excuse of I can't cook or I can't do this as a reason that you're not getting the success you want. It's like, okay, you've just outlined the reason. What are you going to do about it?
Exactly, exactly. Like, awareness is the first step, but action is actually a lot harder. Like, we all talk about being self-aware and finding awareness, and I think this is something that I've worked really hard on with Nikki Casabone, who's my housemate as well. But it's like, how do you integrate that? You know what I mean? How do you integrate the action that's needed versus what you've learned? And this is where I think a lot of coaches can't, or maybe are struggling to help clients, because clients will come and pay you for an excellent plan that you've put your brain into, and essentially they're not integrating it into their lifestyle. And that is the art of coaching people as well.
Sorry, we just lost Jenna there. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Hello.
Sorry, you just cut out.
Oh no, damn it. Ah, that's okay. I'm here nonetheless. But yeah, it's a super exciting time. I think Jake and I, like, we've been chatting off the record or behind the scenes for a little while around what the game plan is. And I have booked an international holiday or trip, I should say, I guess, which I'm super excited about, to go back home to South Africa. It feels amazing to even say that it's booked and paid for and it's happening. But I guess after that, it's really sort of, yeah, and after that, it's go time, right? So we've got a few strategies up our sleeves before I go, and obviously wanting to enjoy myself over there. But enjoy myself, the definition of that has probably started to change as well. It's not go eat boxes of cookies and, you know, drink every single day. It's like, it's just different. I want to rest more. I want to be present and be connected. So that's what I'm really looking forward to as well.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's really cool. What else? What else do we need to talk about before we wrap up? So I guess what is your habits and your goals, lastly, to finish on, that you're really, really keen to work on between now and the Worlds?
Well, right now I'm really trying to practice cooking a little bit more, which is very funny for me because it's a show in the kitchen. I'm just trying to practice eating more foods that are in season, more fruits and vegetables. Like, you know, it might sound crazy, but just less packaging and random shit that I don't know. Like, even when nailing my food recently, just out of convenience, I'd be eating muscle meals and things like that. There's nothing against them. They're super convenient. But I'm like, this is 550 calories of something that looks like it was made up 6 months ago and it's really small. So I'm really just trying to focus on performance, and I'm really meaning like fueling my brain, getting up at 5 a.m., feeling energized at 5 p.m., showing up for my clients, showing up for my business, and just eating in a way that allows me to make the most out of my body, really. And I'm loving feeling fit again. Like, I know we'll have to taper back on the cardio so we can use it later. But yeah, focusing on those little daily wins.
100%. Little wins. That's what we want.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that sounds like a great little episode for this week. We will be back with the Pro Diaries in 2 weeks' time and an update on where Jenna's at with her nutrition and training. And we might do a bit of a Q&A for the next one as well. So keep tuned for that. And thanks for always listening and sharing, guys.
Amazing. All right, guys. I'm very excited to share the next part of our journey with you.
We'll see you next week. Bye. So